Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, men's rights attorney Marilyn York for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program attorney Marilyn York. It is a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me. Nice to see you, Sam.
Your specialty, of course, family law, but another specialty has now become, you are a national figure after your appearances on Comedy Central, not just once, but multiple times. What has been the fallout of being on Tasha's show?
Well, strangely enough, I had a TV show in the works prior to being on Tosh.0, and so it's just kind of continued that, I guess, quiet buzz, I'll call it. I'm by no means the Chewbacca lady. I wish I was as cool as her, but I'm not as interesting. She's a doll, so... I just got another call from a producer yesterday I haven't even listened to because it's annoying. I feel annoyed, which is sounds like a diva, but I never asked to be on national TV. That was not my life goal. So the fact that it keeps coming in is just interesting, but I have to call him back and tell him I have an exclusive with a certain production company out of Los Angeles called Magic Elves. So strangely enough, today I'm talking to two writers, possibly to write my show. So I have a show in the works, and the Tosh.0 hopefully just made that more interesting to whoever will hopefully pick up the TV show as far as networks go.
Now, is it going to be something that you would star in, or is it something you're going to be supporting? I mean, because I don't know. We've talked about this many times. There is nobody that can play you as well as you.
I don't know if I can play me scripted, though. So it's a scripted series based on me and my, you know, story in my life, which continues to unfold in interesting ways because I am not smart. I just keep jumping off cliffs. When I see a cliff, I run and jump off it again, you know, and trip along the way 4 or 5 times. So it's going to be, I'm sure, a divorce attorney representing men who can't stop getting married and having kids and whatever other dumb thing I'm up to. But whether I'll play myself or some hot girl will play me, we don't know yet. It'll be up to the network. And in the event a hot chick plays me, then I get to co-produce, which is pretty exciting.
Okay, but you know, you can write it in a way that allows you to ad-lib your way through it. I mean, CPO Sharkey with Don Rickles was definitely that. They had a basic script, and even that's Donald Trump in The Apprentice. You know, they said, this is what you have to do, but you do it the way you do it, and that's how he came to fame with that show. So that could happen.
That's
and
the
they may
only
have
way
an
I'll
even better show.
Yeah, that's the only way I would do a decent job, I suspect. I'm not an actress. The quote acting debut was Tosh.0, let's be honest. I never did acting even as a kid. I did debate. And on Tosh.0, I had to read from a teleprompter for the first time. And they filmed from the second I did that. So it was unnerving to watch it internationally when it aired to see what I sound like with the teleprompter, because they never let me see it. They just taped from the moment I went, and I'd never read a script and never seen it in advance. So I wasn't sure, other than I knew I laughed a few times and they made me restart because it was so ridiculous what I was saying.
But it was great. I mean, the response you got was fabulous.
Overall, yes. There's some angry women out there that want to hurt me that did a lot of tweeting about that. And I engaged with one, which I know better, but she was so stupid I couldn't resist. And then after I embarrassed her a few times, let go. But I definitely got some hate mail, some angry housewives. I always respond to my hate mail. It's one of my hobbies.
Oh, well, I do too.
Yours is probably not as mean as mine. Although I might be surprised. The world is full of strange, angry people.
I had a voicemail the other day that said, "Sam Shad, who are you and what are you doing?"
Like, you don't know how to answer that. I just call and say, "Thank you for inquiring. It's so nice of you to be so concerned."
I did call, but unfortunately, I just got voicemail on the other end, so I just said, "Hey, I'm just calling you back here." But now, You continue to do these amazing commercials for people in Southern Nevada who are watching and listening to this program. You do these fabulous commercials. You represent men for the most part, and the commercials just seem to be getting better and better. What are the responses that you're getting to these?
More positive responses as I've evolved the commercials more into, currently I'm in a protect the children mode. That's my current thing I'm into. I get a feeling and I just write a commercial based on that. So I've been writing commercials in the last two or three. We're essentially telling people to shut up because they won't stop saying bad things about the other parent in front of or to their child, and that makes me sick. I see it in court every day. I see my clients do it in my office. It seems so obvious to me to not do it, and yet they do it and do it and do it. Some unintentionally, some intentionally, but it doesn't affect the kid any differently if it's intentional or unintentional. It's an epidemic. And so I did the last series of commercials to try to send that message in some controversial way, because that's the only thing that people take notice of. You can't be, you know, quiet about it. You have to be somewhat controversial. So the first one I did, I actually had children saying what their parents say about each other, which I expected more negativity, because one of the quotes was essentially like, "Mommy's cheating on me," or, you know, dad doesn't even know if he's my dad. I mean, a kid is saying that from his own mouth, and I expected people to get upset, and they didn't. And I don't know if that's because they're like, yeah, he should know that. Because some men are like, yeah, my kid should know that, I'm not even sure because his mom's such a hooker. I'm like, no, he shouldn't know that. You know, maybe when he's 27, but not at, you know, 11 or whatever the child was that I filmed.
At this point in your career, does anything shock you that's said in your office?
It excites me more, Sam, because I'm sick. I would say shock, yes, but when it shocks me, I get excited. Like, ooh, new material. And every week, something shocks me. Every day, something shocks me. The volume of stupidity shocks me every day, and yet Donald Trump continues to impress us with his. So it's shocking to me that people do what they do, and they're proud of it. That's always caught me off guard. I always thought if I cross-examined someone and they did something horrible to their kids, they would lie. And lie well. Instead, they brag and they get this attitude on the stand that, like, they did the best thing ever. Yeah, I told my daughter he doesn't pay child support. She should know her dad's a loser. I'm like, your daughter's three. I mean, it's crazy to me. And so I'm learning more and more that people are brazen about their bad behavior. They're proud of it. They're going to continue it. They have no respect for authority. They aren't scared of the court, although the court at some point hopefully will teach them to be scared. Not always fast enough, but they do somewhat figure that out at some point. That sort of stuff still shocks me. How much people care for their exes shocks me in a really sweet way. I have these men, for example, that won't let go of someone that's treated them horribly, and they just want to take care of them, even though, you know, they treated them badly and they cheated on them and they're paying for the new boyfriend's presence. I think it's really touching how much they feel devoted to and the caretaker of the parent of their child, despite what they've treated them like.
And yet you said in the past on the program that women will plot a divorce way in advance and know all the steps they're going to take, and men are just sideswiped.
Way behind. Way behind. That's all I do is catch up. You know, they come in and I'm trying to figure out how to undo the last year and a half. The money's all gone already. It's already put into the new breast implants. I can't get that investment back. You can't even have visitation of them. It's very hard to undo some of these things. But it is, it's female nature. And in some respects, I respect it because women are at a disadvantage in the financial sense still. Substantially. If you look at divorce statistics, you know, 5-10 years out of divorce, women are worse for the divorce and men are better for it. So I'm glad they're planning because they need to. They need to be able to take care of themselves. And so if they're at a financial disadvantage, like they don't work, they should probably plan. But I also am like, wake up, men. They're doing it right in front of you and they're just none the wiser, just watching TV. Like, you didn't notice she just dropped 70 pounds. Like, you know, hello, and your bank account's looking pretty bleak. They just don't notice. They don't think like that. You know what's interesting is the family court never, they can't seem to marry the fact that really smart businessmen who are very successful are the opposite of that in their marriages. They're extremely trusting and they don't look at anything. Whereas in the business sense, they'll scrutinize every dime that goes out of their corporation. And so sometimes the family court, I'll have these judges say, I don't believe that he just signed whatever she put in front of him when they've only been married 4 years, when he's this scrupulous businessman.
But you know,
but they do.
But the same thing applies with these kind of businessmen. In business, they're on a dime for everything. But when they go on vacation or if they get into politics or whatever, they spend money like a drunken sailor.
And they're just, I think, worn out from being so, you know, attentive on their daily basis. I know I have that, where we have to dot every I, cross every T, be perfectionists as far as court, and you come home and you just relax. You want to be able to let your guard down when you're in your home. You want to be able to trust your spouse, not treat them like opposing counsel, not treat them like they're a witness on the stand being cross-examined. And sometimes it's an error of judgment at some point in the relationship. Early on, they could trust them, absolutely. And then the relationship evolves, and they don't. They stay the same trusting individual and assume their wife or sometimes their husband is the same person they can trust. And they find out later, $200,000, $400,000, $500,000 negative, they were wrong.
Let's take a break. More with Marilyn York when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with men's rights attorney Marilyn York. One of the things I like to talk to you about is the economy. And the reason is that, you know, during the recession, obviously there was, people were staying together because they couldn't afford to go through the divorce process. And one of the things that was raised to my attention the other day was that even though Northern Nevada and even Southern Nevada are both booming in sort of future business, we really don't have that business in hand right this minute. And so there are a lot of people that are still struggling. Are you seeing that within your business?
I am seeing it improve. It used to be only a couple years ago that I swear all we were doing is modifications of alimony and child support because my, you know, fathers lost their jobs or got a pay decrease. So that was kind of what we were doing in the divorce. I was getting joint custody all the time, and we were offloading houses rather than fighting over them. We used to have bidding wars literally in the hallway of the courthouse because both parties wanted the house, and they just bid it up to whoever is willing to pay more. And then they could actually get financing. What a concept. And now we can't get financing. We can't get our names off the house. We either short sell the house or somebody has to stay on for like 3 years so the other one has a chance to refinance. All of that's improved. Now we can actually have one party keep the house and refinance in 60 or 90 days. What a concept. And get the other one's name removed. That's a really nice thing to see. It feels healthier to me. I'm not reducing alimony and child support so much. I'm just doing fresh divorces where we have a normal circumstance. They may not have been earning at divorce what they used to earn in their peak or their heyday, but the contractors are doing pretty well.
Right.
I don't know if it's a false, you know, we're building in advance of the fake boom we created last time, but at the moment they're doing a lot of building, but it's not safe. It doesn't feel financially secure. You know, I have some big companies right now where it looked great last year, and then that winter weather came and it really hurt some of the big contractors because it delayed building, and then it delays payment from the big builders. They're not paying the subs. And so that's created a really dangerous situation where they're close to losing their companies because the cash flow issue is so substantial, and that isn't healthy. They don't have the working capital of having been doing well for years. You know, it was like a little one-year boom.
Right.
And then the weather came in, and it's going to wipe some companies out, I think, unfortunately, some big ones. And I hope I'm wrong, and I hope they make it through. But so it's improving, but like you said, it's not, it doesn't have a long-term base yet, so we don't have that working capital and that security that we like to see. But it is making a difference in the divorce world, for sure.
You're working and have been for a long time with young women. And tell us what's going on in terms of the homeless situation and what you're trying to do to help.
Well, unfortunately, big companies, you know, like Switch and Tesla coming in have only driven housing prices up, which is great for those of us in the middle class universe that own a home. We're all excited. But for the homeless population, it's making it much harder. There's less affordable housing. We already had an affordable housing crisis. So I run and am the board president of Nevada Youth Empowerment Project. It's a homeless transition home for girls ages 18 to about 21 to 23, just depending. We house 15, and then we have an affordable housing site for 5 graduates. We don't have anywhere to put these girls. And these are girls that are trying to actually perform, get jobs, get, you know, a livable wage, and we don't have anywhere to send them. I mean, they live in the worst neighborhoods of Reno and Sparks where they're in danger. It puts them back with the class of people we were trying to help them grow out of. They get their scooter stolen the first day on Sutro Street, and then they can't make it to college. It's a crisis, and it's going to be an epidemic. If we want to help the lower population, we need more affordable housing. And so I've been working with Monica DePay, our director, to try to talk to local investors to figure out how to make sort of a band of affordable housing. But I am a for-profit person, so I have a different perspective than the feel-good bleeding hearts that I work with. I understand as an investor, why would you want to invest in a very low profit margin, if at all? And unfortunately, the people that live in these housing areas, they don't take care of the properties. Now, I'm wrong sometimes, but as a general rule, the lower income people that get this subsidized housing, they trash these places. And there's no recourse. They're what we call judgment proof. You can't get your money back out. No one's prosecuting them. And I used to do that housing unintentionally in Fallon. My grandparents left me 60 slums to take care of and flip. And I mean, these people do $60,000, $80,000 in damage to these homes that are worth $90,000.
Right.
I feel like throwing a match in there. And what are they worth? $8? I mean, I can't do anything but just pay for it. Insurance will cover some of it. It's a tough spot, so we need to educate and come up with some programming to help teach the people that get into these homes how to take care of them, teach the staff how to run these places. But it is an epidemic, and it's getting worse locally, not better. And so we just counted 107 homeless youth in January. We do the homeless point in time count every January because that's what the county dictates. We didn't pick January. But we had 107 kids on the street. And that's just who happened to show up in that 24-hour span. It is a legitimate problem locally.
All right, let's take a break. More with Marilyn York when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
You wouldn't go to Reno Vulcanizing to become a Vulcan.
Are you sure?
So why on earth would you take gold, silver, or rare coins to anyone other than the professionals at Northern Nevada Coin? With stores in Reno, Carson City, and Minden, they pay the most for your unwanted gold jewelry, gold or silver bullion, or collection of rare coins. For automotive service, see Reno Vulcanizing. And for all your rare coin and gold needs, see Northern Nevada Coin.
Now don't tell anyone. There, you have been vulcanized.
Max out your strength. Max out your cardio. Max out your endurance with MaxiClimber, the calorie-burning, fat-blasting workout with muscle toning. MaxiClimb your way to lean, sexy legs, rock-hard abs, firm glutes, and toned biceps and triceps. Lose weight and burn more calories faster with MaxiClimber than virtually any other cardio machine. Max out your health with MaxiClimber. Try MaxiClimber today. Now available at participating retailers.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm an absolute dentist.
We are absolute dentists.
Do you?
Do you?
Do you have an absolute dentist?
I am an absolute dentist.
Absolute Dental provides complete dental care at affordable prices for your whole family, including children's dentistry and orthodontics.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm also an absolute dentist.
And I'm an absolute dentist, too.
Do you have an absolute dentist?
Because you should.
Call us today to schedule your appointment at 844-8-SMILE-NOW or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Attorney Marilyn York. So last time you were here, I couldn't resist but ask you about the presidential campaign. And I want to get your thoughts now. Let's start out with Hillary Clinton.
So, interestingly enough, I just paid a body language expert from Las Vegas, Dr. Jack Brown, to come teach my office how to read nonverbal language, paralanguage, and physical. And he spends a lot of time analyzing political figures. And so what I found most interesting was he talked about Hillary Clinton a lot. And what he said about her is the reason she's not doing well in the polls, and then he showed, you know, 20 photos, is her body language is arrogant. It's off-putting, it's not warm, it's not welcome. So she comes across, rightfully so, I think, as that sort of person. Unlike her husband, she's not a warm person and she has an arrogance. She sits back in her chair, her head tilts up and she looks down her nose almost every interview. Her whole body's leaned back. And so I think a lot of us kind of had this feeling about her, but we couldn't articulate it. We're not body language experts.
Right.
So having him say that made me feel more comfortable in my just general dislike of her. And I think that's her personality. And so it's not her politics, because I'm politically retarded, frankly. It's her lack of warmth. And he actually was as critical or more of Michelle Obama. He said she's worse. She's more
really?
Of an elitist. She's not a warm person. She's very negative and unwarm and unwelcoming, unlike her husband, who is genuinely, I think he says, one of the best people with the best body language he's ever seen in a political position, frankly. And so I think that might be my subconscious feelings about her. She just seems very angry. And I don't, despite people probably thinking I'm angry, I don't like angry people at all. I don't like arrogance. I don't like a lack of warmth. And I don't think they should be the head of our country. I think that's horrible.
All right. So we got about just under 2 minutes here for Donald Trump.
Likewise, I will not be voting in the presidential election. I want none of that on my conscience. I will vote local, and those No, thank you. Same arrogance, but far different narcissistic personality disorder, sociopathic almost, according to, again, the body language expert, and we all feel it. No empathy whatsoever. And this is nonverbal. Verbal, my gosh. I mean, he gives us plenty of material. But nonverbal, there's just no warmth. There's no genuine anything other than alpha, alpha, alpha all the time. Arrogant. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed by him as a person running for president, truly. And I don't even have an embarrassment gene, clearly. I don't blush. I think those nerves were disconnected in my face. And he makes me think I might be able to blush. I don't know.
So give us a minute on Bernie Sanders.
I just feel like he's too old. I don't want to be an ageist, but it's such a big position.
Trump is 70. He's 74.
He feels 800. I mean, he just doesn't feel healthy or young enough to do it. God bless my father. He still runs a component of my business, and to me, he's young forever. You know my dad.
Yes, of course.
But he's almost 75, and he talks about slowing down, and I'm 40 now. I can tell a difference in myself at 40 than at 25. I just can't work all night and not feel hungover, you know, for example. I just think
but you're a lot smarter now than you were then.
I am, but I'm not going to try to run the country at 75. I just think it's a huge job that at some age there's a disadvantage. The intellect is there, but it's just an energy level that you need to be at the top of your game, and I don't think you are there at 75. I sound like an ageist jerk, but I think it's the reality. So I'm uncomfortable about him in that way.
Okay, more on that on another day because I have thoughts on that. I thank you always so much for being here. Great half hour. Thank you. We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Home of the Week, brought to you by Marshall Realty. If you want your home featured on TV, call Marshall Realty today.
It's an epic night in binge-watching TV. Free from time on demand in stunning HD. Spectrum TV, I'm going all out. $29.99, there is no doubt. Call 1-855-955-2999. Multiple devices for games, music, and my shows. No data caps, yeah. I'm connected, here I go. Spectrum Internet, I'm going all out.
Up.
With unlimited calling just to say so.
Got no contracts for me to sign. TV, internet, and voice for $29.99. Call 1-855-955-2999.
What the heck does HVAC stand for? HVAC stands for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. It also stands for one of the hottest careers around. And trained HVAC technicians are in high demand. As an HVAC technician, you'll work with mechanical, electrical, and refrigeration systems. Start your career as a heating, ventilation, and refrigeration technician now by calling CCNN at 775-583-4696. That's 775-583-4696.
Home prices continue to go up and inventory is still low. If you want top price for your house, now is a great time to sell. And with Marshall Realty's 90-day sold or I buy it guarantee, you are assured to take advantage of the seller's market. Call Marshall Realty today to see how much your home is worth.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.